Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Friends and family, neighbors, thank you for tuning in to Kevin Wall Live and Local. I'm Wyatt Cox. Kevin will be back on Friday. He's sitting by the side of his pool watching the Whitecaps from the aftershocks of those quakes over the weekend. But we thank you for tuning in today. I want to start off by listening to some of what the president had to say yesterday. The president signed an executive order yesterday on advancing American kidney health. I was having difficulty pulling this down and editing it. I figured, well, let's spend a few minutes listening to what the president has to say, because what he says here is very interesting. You know, we talk about innovation in healthcare and what we need to do to not only bring down the cost of healthcare but make treatment available to people. Let's listen to some of the president's comments in this signing ceremony and address yesterday in the White House.
As part of our commitment to ensuring great healthcare for every American, my administration has already launched many bold initiatives to battle major diseases and save American lives. We are aggressively confronting the opioid, fentanyl, and drug addiction epidemic, and that's what it is. It's an epidemic, but we're making tremendous strides. I think you're probably hearing about it. We'll be talking about it very soon. It's hard to believe. We're making tremendous strides. Very tough situation. We're working with Congress to develop a $500 million investment in new treatments and cures for childhood cancers, and we've launched a campaign to end HIV/AIDS epidemic throughout America. We think that within a fairly short number of years, like 10, we will have that epidemic totally under control. And if you would have said that 2 years ago, people would have said, there's no possible way. Hi. He's even happy. To give critically ill patients access to life-saving cures, we passed Right to Try, something I'm so proud of, where people that are terminally ill or very, very ill can go and see their doctor. And when we have something in our pipeline, and nobody has a pipeline like the United States of America, we have the greatest technicians, doctors, labs in the world by far, and medical research, we can get them a possible cure. We give them hope. It's really hope. It's Right to Try. I love the name, but it's hope. So instead of going to Asia, instead of going to Europe or wherever they may go in the world, they go all over the world. They go to places you've never heard of. If they have money, if they don't have money, they go home with no hope and they die. And we now have the Right to Try, so that if we have something that's 5 years off, but it's looking good, they sign a piece of paper and we give it to them, and you have no idea how incredible some of the results are. We've had some people, one young woman in particular, it's so incredible, the results. People that were expecting to die are living. And Alex and Seema, it's been, that's been a tremendous thing. The results, not only is it a wonderful thing in terms of knowing how a certain medicine or possible cure works, but it's incredible to see the results. We've had incredible results. So we're very proud of Right to Try. They've been trying to get it for 44 years. More complicated than you think to get it. A lot of people didn't want to have it, but we got it, and it's something we're very proud of. Now, with today's action, we're making crucial progress on another core national priority, and that's the fight against kidney disease. In 2017, right. In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States. Kidney health affects families throughout America, and those who suffer from kidney disease experience a significant toll on their daily lives. I've spoken to people. They say the work is so intense, the time is so enormous that you spend, and it's like a full-time job for people. Sometimes the work itself, I was speaking to Alex, he said the work itself, it's so intense, the work kills people. It literally kills. You have to work so hard for these patients, their loved ones, and for the impacted, all those impacted by kidney disease. I'm here to say we are fighting by your side, and we're determined to get you the best treatment anywhere in the world. And we've made a lot of progress. We're with you every step of the way. In a few moments, I'll sign an executive order taking vital steps to increase the supply of kidney available transplants. This action will also dramatically improve prevention and treatment of this life-threatening illness while making life better and longer for millions of Americans. It's a tremendous thing that's happening. Roughly 100,000 Americans are currently awaiting a kidney donation. Every day, 10 of our fellow citizens die waiting. Many, many people are dying while they wait. We'll do everything we can to increase the supply, and we'll be able to do that and very substantially in terms of the available kidneys and getting Americans off these wait lists so they can lead a full and healthy and happy life. That's the best answer of all. That's why my order supports the selfless individuals who donate kidneys by granting them reimbursement for extra expenses associated with organ donations, such as lost wages and childcare. And those people, I have to say, have never gotten enough credit. What they do is so incredible. They have never, ever gotten enough credit. Secondly, we're revising the rules of governing organ procurement organizations. So the organ procurement organizations are going to have rules which really ensure available kidneys and that they reach waiting patients as quickly as possible, because oftentimes they just don't make it in time. There are cases where they have to be there immediately. They have a certain period of time. They don't make it in time. We are going to make it so that it gets there in time. We'll establish more transparent, enforceable, and objective metrics for identifying potential kidneys for transplant. The result will be more and faster transplants for those in need by streamlining rules to help patients and by incentivizing the supply of kidneys, and very substantially incentivizing, I have to add, an estimated 17,000 additional Americans could receive kidneys that they desperately need. We think that's going to happen. We think that number is very doable, and it could even be higher than that. In addition, up to 11,000 more Americans could receive heart, lung, and liver transplants annually. So heart, lung, and liver. That would be up to 28,000 American lives saved every year. And that number could be quite a bit higher if it works the way we anticipate it to work. Thank you. Because a kidney transplant costs much less than prolonged dialysis, which is an incredible thing, the ultimate is the kidney transplant, and the cost is far less. When you think about it, it makes a lot of sense in so many ways. Our policies will save up to $4.2 billion a year for patients, families, and taxpayers. That's an incredible thing. Today, we're also taking important steps to improve kidney disease treatment and prevention. We will be changing the way that we reimburse Medicare providers, encouraging them to diagnose and treat patients earlier. Very important, the word earlier. Allow for home care and increase the rate of transplants. Crucially, our new system will ensure that more patients undergoing dialysis can do so from the comfort of their own home.
That is a portion of the president's remarks yesterday as he signed an executive order on advancing American kidney health. Innovation in developing these types of things, I have to tell you, it makes a lot more sense than this ridiculousness, the Obamacare disaster. It does nothing really to advance health, and instead requires Americans to buy crap. Don't Americans buy enough crap without being told you have to do it? 9:17, where Nevada comes to talk. Wyatt Cox sitting in for Kevin Wall, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Claver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Claver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. It is Live and Local now. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall, who will be back on Monday. And there will be much rejoicing, I'm sure. Many of you will be happy to have Kevin back on. You know, we have talked a lot about the people who are wanting to change history. And we talked a lot about Ross Perot, who foresaw a lot of what's going on in this nation today.
You can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, let's assume you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element in making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south. So if the people send me to Washington, the first thing I'll do is study that 2,000-page agreement and make sure it's a two-way street.
And you notice that one of the first things this president did was attack NAFTA and get this USMCA that hopefully will be a lot more beneficial to America and Mexico and Canada. But we've seen all these drives because of, this is another one of those things that will just be ignored. Now, I want to read just a snippet from a piece of literature and tell me what you think of this. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Tell me, friends and family, was George Orwell in 1984 right? We have to learn from history. And yet, rather than learn from history, there is an element of the Ilhan Omars and the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes that want history eliminated. They do not want to learn from history, they want it obliterated. They want us to forget the past. And you cannot forget the past, because if you don't learn from the past, you are doomed to repeat it.
This is like whacked out.
It really is. It makes absolutely no sense. And these people who insist on destroying statues, and like is going on in, I believe it's in California, where they want to paint over this mural of Washington because it depicts the Native Americans in a bad light.
It's hard to keep up with reality if you're in my business.
It's, or if in any business these days. These people have no clue as to what reality is. And you have to deal with what happened in the past. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to progress. You know, there are people who get upset when I'm doing our classic radio theater program, when I do the news of the day, that I do not change the words, that I use the word that was used in 1940s and 1950s, Negro. We don't use that word anymore. We used it then. And in using the language and telling people what happened back then, 50, 60, 70 years ago, you realize how far we have come as a nation. If we eliminate history, like so many of the politically correct buffoons want us to do, then, you know, we will have not advanced one iota. And to the Ilhan Omars and the Ocasio, Aunt Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez buffoons who think that we need to abandon history.
You are an idiot!
9:28, where Nevada comes to talk. Wyatt Cox in for Kevin Wall. Kevin will be back on Monday. Morning Digest, where Nevada comes to talk.
Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
What's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. Line 34, where Nevada comes to talk. I'm Wyatt Cox, in for Kevin Wall, live and local now. Thank you for making us a part of your Thursday. Now, one of the things that unites the United States and unites citizens is the Pledge of Allegiance. And while a lot of people have knocked the Pledge of Allegiance because the addition of the words under God during the Eisenhower administration, people feel that is divisive. There is a community in Minnesota that thinks that it is so divisive that the city council has decided they're not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance at the opening of the meeting anymore. Ask yourself this question. If your city council or town council or county commission decided that the Pledge of Allegiance wouldn't be said anymore because it wasn't inclusive and didn't speak to the values of your community, what would you do? Well, Lawrence Jones, with the Sean Hannity program, spoke to people in that community. And you heard the report last night on Hannity, but if you didn't watch Fox News or don't watch Fox News, because I don't, I cut the cable. Let's hear some of what the people in Minnesota had to say about not having the Pledge of Allegiance.
In St. Louis Park, they're getting rid of the Pledge of Allegiance before the city council meeting.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty horrible, because isn't it a government? Aren't we part of a government that we should be doing that?
It should be up to the city, and I think people have a right to express their opinions about it.
I don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I want respect being taught to people, whether they're saying words. It's more action.
So St. Louis Park City Council say that the Pledge of Allegiance isn't diverse enough. Do you agree with that?
No, I think it is real diversity. Everyone understand it, and they know what we fought for.
I really think it is. I think that we can all identify as Americans, and we all really have the same true values, and at the heart of that is democracy.
They say it's not reflective of the values of the community. It's not diverse enough. How do you feel about that?
I may be old school, but I'm not sure I agree with that.
My son's in the Cub Scouts. They still do it. My husband's in the military. We stand for the flag. We stand, you're an American. You should be doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm trying to understand, creating a more welcoming environment to serve a diverse community. It's the greatest country God gave man. Lawrence Jones, by the way, Fox News contributor. He has more frequent flyer miles than anybody else at the network. Also, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. But seriously, you know, this should be one thing that you would think we all agree on. But it's not the case. You know, there always has been the Blame America First crowd. Now there's this hate America contingency out there, Lawrence, and I'm trying to understand why. What country would they prefer we model?
Yeah, Sean, we're sitting right here, right outside of St. Louis City Park's City Hall, right behind us, where patriots descended there and said, look, it only takes 15 seconds to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, obviously, this is a liberal town, and so you have mixed reactions. Some of the liberals said, look, we want to hear the Pledge of Allegiance. Some of them says that it is discriminatory towards some citizens in this country. The bottom line is this, Sean. We have issues in America, but at the end of the day, we should be united on the causes of America. It's the Constitution that gives us so much protection. Look, Sean, this starts on the college campuses, though. There is this growing movement of professors and academics that are teaching these young people and teaching the public at large to hate
America.
They
don't even teach
American
history.
Not believe in the land of the free.
And look at
Ben Crenshaw. They don't even teach it, and it's such a slanted view.
Look at the reaction of the president in his 4th of July honoring of the military with a great history, I thought. And it's just, that's the military that beat back communism, fascism, Imperial Japan, and Nazism. And I'm thinking, wow, have we really forgotten that this country is as great as my friend Barry Farber says? There's never been a country in the history of man that has accumulated more power and abused it less than the United States. We're not perfect. And I would add, there's never been a country that's accumulated more power and used it to advance the human condition more than this one. We can't say a pledge.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And there's just this disturbing trend that we keep on seeing. We have to wonder where we're at right now, where we can't even see the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. And what is it about the Pledge of Allegiance that infuriates people so much? You know, liberty and justice for all. For all, not for some people, but for all. And how that is not inclusive and diverse is beyond me. And we have to get to this point where we start to appreciate who we are as Americans and what brings us together. It's not necessarily geographic area. It's not necessarily skin color or religion or ethnicity. It is the red, white, and blue. And there are certain things that connect us. And some of those things are the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, and the American flag. And we have to recognize that, those traditions and symbols. It matters.
The bottom line is, where are these people going to go? Where are they going to go if
Great
they're
question.
Not going to be in America? If you can't get freedom here, Where's the next country that's going to fight and defend all the other nations as well?
Thank you both.
You got to realize that it's our freedoms as Americans that make it possible for us to be free, to have our opinions. But there is one congresswoman who thinks that if you criticize Congress or if you make fun of Congress, you should be censored and prosecuted. Representative Frederica Wilson has said that people who make fun of members of Congress online should be prosecuted. Let's see if I can pull up.
Congresswoman Dean.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted. You cannot intimidate members of Congress, threaten members of Congress. It is against the law, and it's a shame in this United States of America.
Really? It is against the law to intimidate members of Congress. I think I want to hear that again. Let's listen to this insanity from Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida.
Congresswoman Dean.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted. You cannot intimidate members of Congress, threaten members of Congress. It is against the law, and it's a shame in this United States of America.
The shame is that members of the state of Florida elected this member of Congress. People are entitled to their opinions. But then when we look at some of the members of Congress, such as Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, which, by the way, is in the district that the Pledge of Allegiance was banned from one city council. She represents that district. And, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These are people who think they know the law, but they don't know the law. They want to, in the Congress people, want to intimidate social media to shut down dissent so that anybody who disagrees will not have a voice. In direct contravention of the United States Constitution. Does this not sound a lot like what we were just talking about? George Orwell's 1984. Now, I'm sure Congresswoman Wilson would not like for me to talk about what I'm going to talk about next. We have talked about all the pressure against the Trump administration for people who are the Trump administration's alleged complicity in shielding Jeffrey Epstein from prosecution. Would it interest you to know that the Democrats' hands are even more dirty in this? Wait till you hear who's taken a big bunch of money from Epstein in campaign contributions. I'm Wyatt Cox, sitting in for Kevin Wall, live and local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
We have a leader, his name is Bill Clinton. We have another leader, his name's Newt Gingrich. If you had to pick between the two, what would you do? Who would you choose? Neuter Bill, Neuter Bill, Neuter Bill, Neuter Bill. It's not just a question, it's not a bad suggestion. Neuter Bill, Neuter Bill, Neuter Bill.
.951 where Nevada comes to talk. All these attempts to link the Trump administration to Jeffrey Epstein, the alleged pedophile. Well, the New York Post has reported that Senator Chuck Schumer, who has called on Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta to resign and says President Trump should answer for his friendship with Epstein, Schumer accepted thousands of dollars in donations through the 1990s. According to the New York Post, Schumer and Schumer-linked entities received a combined $22,000. Now, Schumer spokesman Angelo Raffario said, while these campaign accounts closed about 20 years ago, and even then the campaign never controlled the two political action committees, Senator Schumer is donating an equal sum to anti-sex trafficking and anti-violence against women's groups. Isn't that special? By the way, we have talked about a lot of things in dealing with this mess. It just popped up on my newsfeed. An old piece from the late Ed Schultz's television show on RT America, the Russian organization. And the lead of this is a former Secret Service agent is threatening to release damaging information on former President Bill Clinton's trips aboard the Lolita Express. Let's listen to... I haven't listened to this, so let's listen to this together, shall we?
A blockbuster story could be in the making. A former Secret Service agent is threatening to release damaging information on former President Bill Clinton. Dan Bongino says he may release information on Clinton's 26 documented trips on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, the Lolita Express. Epstein was convicted in 2008 for soliciting sex from an underage girl and served 13 months in prison. For more on this tonight, we go to the host of America's Lawyer, Mike Papantonio. Mike, Dan Bongino, his testimony or his information coming forward could break the story wide open. What's going on here?
Well, it is. This is a story that is so underreported, Ed. In absolute secret, the U.S. government negotiated a deal that forgave multi-billionaire Jeff Epstein for procuring sex with about 40 children. Some as young as 12 years old were trafficked from other countries to other countries. The deal that allowed Epstein to serve only 13 months in a special private wing of the Palm Beach jail, where he was allowed to leave every day for 16 hours. Basically, he only slept there. It carried the possibility for everybody else who wasn't a billionaire, life in prison. Epstein's private pilot, Larry Visoki, in addition to all this, came forward and said that he had flown Bill Clinton around on the same jet at the same time with underage girls that Epstein had on his jet. In fact, Bill Clinton's name shows up on logs that have been forwarded to me 20 times. Bill Clinton's name 20 times during times when some of these girls were on board. The Epstein team also ordered private investigations by the truckload to harass, threaten, and offer money to families in exchange for non-cooperation with the investigation. So a lawyer down in South Florida, who I've worked with so many times, very, very talented trial lawyer, has brought a lawsuit demanding the case be reopened because the disgusting plea deal that was made by the government violated the Crime Victims Rights Act when it made a plea deal with Epstein without informing anybody about what was going on with this billionaire. So now they're going to be permitted to take discovery that the feds and the state prosecutors have failed to do when they gave Epstein this cover. Epstein hired women who'd go out and actively recruit underage girls for Epstein. Epstein would bring high-profile guests to private islands, St. James Island. The case goes on, and it's amazing that there's been no discussion about Bill Clinton being on this jet 20 times with this character Epstein going to an island. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, is Bongino, is he expected to bring damaging testimony against the former president?
Well, the evidence is already there. There's already been sworn affidavits by the pilots who actually swore that Bill Clinton was on the same jet with Epstein, on the same jet with the women who procure underage girls for Epstein, on the same jet where there were actually some of the girls that were being transported. So this case is just, this is just starting. These lawyers down in South Florida handling this are very capable.
We will follow the story. Host of America's Lawyer here on RT America, Mike Papantonio. Mike, thank you.
And that is, as he said, Mike Papantonio with the late Ed Schultz on RT America back in November of 2017. Now, this has been floating around for a very, very long time. And this does not just tie to the Trump administration. This goes back to Obama and possibly before. And we are looking at the President of the United States, not President Trump, former President Clinton being deeply involved in this. USA Radio Network News with Tim Berg is coming up at 10 o'clock, and that will be followed by more of Kevin Wall Live and Local with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, sitting in for Kevin. I will be back tomorrow morning with the Morning Digest from 8 until 9, and then from 9 until 10 more of Kevin Wall Live and Local. I'm Wyatt Cox. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Live and Local now. I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going, whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.